Here's Chicago stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. We'll start off with the COVID-19 case count as of yesterday afternoon in our immediate tri-state area. In Cornwall, 6, Falls Village, none. Kent, 7, New Milford, 261, Norfolk, 11, North Canaan, 6, Salisbury, 11, Sharon, 16, and Torrington, 504. Locally out of Dutchess County, New York, Amenia is less than 5, Clinton, 7, Dover, 13, Milan, less than 5, Millbrook Village, Millerton Village, and the town of Northeast, each less than 5, Pauling, 23, Pauling Village, 7, Pine Plains, 8, Red Hook, 11, Red Hook Village, less than 5, Rhinebeck, 65, Rhinebeck Village, 8, Stanford, less than 5, Tivoli Village, less than 5, Washington, less than 5. The Columbia County COVID-19 report from yesterday afternoon, they have 32 residents that have passed away from COVID-19. Through quality assurance, they identified some duplicates in their total positive confirmed cases. Columbia County has received confirmed positive test results for 379 unique community members. There are 140 active cases of COVID-19 in Columbia County. There are 76 additional residents on mandatory quarantine, 5 residents on precautionary quarantine. 207 of the 379 cases are recovered. 17 of the positive cases are hospitalized, one of those in ICU. They've categorized their results by antibody and PCR tests, receiving a total of 3,869 PCR test results. They received 1,044 antibody results, of which 119 were positive. In other stories that we're following for you, the town of Falls Village is having a public hearing at 7 o'clock by the Board of Finance regarding the proposed spending plan for 2020 and 2021. It is a Zoom meeting. Login information is available at the Falls Village website. Norman Rockwell Museum is inviting you to an evening of fun to benefit the museum and all that they love there. It's called Sip, Sketch, and Socialize. It's a virtual art party that will be held tomorrow, 5:30 till 7 p.m. Skip, Sketch, and Socialize is on Zoom. Go to the Norman Rockwell Museum site for more information on how to participate in that. Meanwhile, Connecticut Department of Motor Vehicles has extended expiring credentials deadlines for 180 days. That tops the 90 days that was initially put out. More information at the Motor Vehicles at 860-263-5700 or 1-800-842-8222. The next Village of Millerton workshop meeting will be held Monday, June 1st at 6 p.m. The Columbia County Department of Health has set new testing clinic dates for Sunday, June 10th at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Chatham. The times will be from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. More information at 518-828-3358. Taconic Hills Central School District, Village of Philmont, towns of Ancrum, Austerlitz, Claverick, Copaic, Gallatin, Ghent, Hillsdale, Livingston, and Taconic in Columbia County, and the town of Northeast in Dutchess County. Taconic Hills Central School District budget vote and election scheduled for June the 9th. A virtual budget hearing will take place on June 2nd at 6:30 via Zoom. The meeting details will be posted on the district website. Now, the annual meeting of the voters of the Northeast Weebatuck Central School District will be held on Tuesday, June 9th. It will be, of course, remote. And on that item, shall the 2020-21 budget, as adopted by the Board of Education, in the amount of $23,909,545, with anticipated revenue exclusive taxes in the amount of $8,309,36, and the amount to be raised through taxes of $15,600,509, be accepted, and then to elect 3 members to the Board of Education for 3-year terms. The next town board meeting for Pine Plains will be held June 18th at 7 p.m. Taking a look at other news, the Kent Board of Finance spending plan, which happened last week, they unanimously approved, the Board of Finance did, a total town budget of $13,535,103 at a special meeting. That total includes town government, Kent Center School, and the town's share of the Region 1 budget. The mill rate remains unchanged at 18.61. Co-op farmers in Cornwall at the market on the town green opened for the season last Saturday. While the layout looked a bit different, the offerings were the same and consumer interest was at a usual high level. Precautions for dealing with COVID-19 were taken. Vendors kept at a 6-foot distance from each other. A marked path for entry and exit was clearly delineated with bright orange tape, and masks were donned, and buyers approached booths one at a time. The market, one of two in the town, the other is the Wish House Lawn in West Cornwall, which should open this week, serves as an outlet for local farmers and business people to sell their products. A month after their first video, Chorus Angelicus, which is part of a nonprofit choral organization, Joyful Noise, has put together a new video for the song Alleluia. Since mid-March, students taking part in the programs that the organization offers have not been able to meet in person due to the continuing COVID-19 pandemic. The video features singers from the organization's junior choir, who range from 12 to 18 years old. Organization office manager Bethany Lee told the Republican American that there are 9 participants in the choir, including 3 participants from Winsted. The video was edited together by choir director Andrew Skinner. A surprise for Kent residents yesterday, it was Henry Kissinger's birthday. And in the skies above his home and above Kent, in town and all around the area, you could see the happy birthday wishes. We had pictures on our Facebook page and also on the Daily Bugle page from Melanie McRitchie Burke Miller's Facebook page. Well, the Taconic Grange in Sharon is having their annual outside plant sale, but not the tag sale inside the hall this year. It'll be held on Dunbar Road in Sharon on Saturday, June 6th, and most likely Sunday, June 7th, if they have unsold plants. They will have both flowers and vegetables. The sale will start in the early morning and go for most of the day. No times are specified, as they do not want a crowd of people at one time. The sale is self-serve, with people maintaining the recommended social distancing protocols of 6 feet for separation between individuals. Stay home if you are sick. Wearing a face mask is a must and required at all times. They ask that you follow the arrows to keep yourself and others safe, and they appreciate your cooperation. They're committed to providing a safe shopping experience and may limit the number of shoppers in any area at one time. The plants are all $2 each. For more information, contact Brent Prindle at 364-5373. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up over 553 points to 25,548.27 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 94.12.36, and the S&P 500 at 3,036.13. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.